Welcome to LifeWords Day by Day. You know, the Holy Spirit, through Luke, does this really cool thing throughout the book of Acts. Every time a sermon is preached in the book of Acts, the same main gospel points are highlighted so that there is no question as to what the gospel is. So in every sermon in Acts, you will see that God made promises in the past about a Savior, that Jesus was that Savior according to Scripture, that He was found with no guilt, but condemned anyway, crucified on a tree, buried and raised from the dead, and seen by many witnesses after being raised. That is the gospel. That is the good news. The gospel is good news based on factual events, that God has fulfilled His promise of providing a Savior for all peoples. Now, here's what you and I need to understand. Christianity is not primarily a philosophy. It's not primarily a moral code. It's not chicken soup for the soul. The gospel is rooted in historical, factual events that makes a supernatural, eternal difference in a believer's life. So, how does God save us through the gospel? That's a question I want us to spend the next couple of days answering as we can continue to study Acts chapter 13. And what we see first is that God saves us by grace alone. Let's read it together. Acts chapter 13, verses 17 through 23. Men of Israel, you who fear God, listen. The God of this people Israel chose our fathers and made the people great during their stay in the land of Egypt. And with uplifted arm, He led them out of it. And for about 40 years, He put up with them in the wilderness. And after destroying seven nations in the land of Canaan, He gave them their land as an inheritance. All this took about 450 years. And after that, He gave them judges until Samuel the prophet. And they asked for a king, and God gave them Saul, the son of Kish, a man of the tribe of Benjamin, for 40 years. And when He had removed him, He raised up David to be their king, of whom He testified and said, I have found in David, the son of Jesse, a man after my own heart, who will do all my will. Of this man's offspring, God has brought to Israel a Savior, Jesus, as He promised. The first part of Paul's sermon in verses 17 through 23 is a recounting of what God has done in the past. And there are two things that I want you to highlight with me or notice about this section of Scripture. First of all, Paul does not use the Old Testament stories to lift up the people of the Old Testament as heroes, but rather the events of the Old Testament, the people of the Old Testament, point to or build up to Jesus. God was working in their midst in such a way as to prepare them for Jesus. They had judges and kings, but none who could reign perfectly or permanently. So what takes place in the Old Testament is not incongruent or disconnected from Jesus, but rather shows us why we need Jesus so desperately. Second, notice with me who's doing all the work in these verses. It's God. God chose the patriarchs. God made the people great. God led them out of Egypt. God put up with His children for 40 years. God destroyed seven nations on their behalf. God gave the Israelites the land, and God gave them a king who would do His will. At every turn, God is acting, delivering, preserving, protecting, pursuing His people when they didn't deserve it. That is grace. When a person works an eight-hour day and receives a fair day's pay for his time, that's a wage. When a person competes with an opponent and receives a trophy for his performance, that is a prize. When a person receives recognition for his long service or high achievements, that's an award. But when a person is not capable of earning a wage, can win no prize and deserves no award, yet receives such a gift anyway, that's a small picture of grace. And this is what we mean when we talk about the grace of God. God moving towards us and acting on our behalf for our ultimate benefit when we are running away, and Him drawing us close to Him, that is grace. The way salvation begins and is sustained is by the grace of God. Ephesians 2:8, for it is by grace you have been saved through faith. And this is not of yourselves, it is the gift of God, not of works, so that no man can boast. When you pray today, pray for our missionaries in Myanmar, Mient and Mal Aung, that they would rely upon the grace of God. And also, pray for the Garifuna broadcast in the target area of Belize, Guatemala, and Honduras.